guess im Yiddo Mikol Shal Birchus Amos Kodem Shikarech. Oh, I ask you, why, how do you drink? So Ramos, maybe Taka can't drink, so Machlokas. But here's the key line for us. Gam, im Tzorech Lecho Ma'at Achar HaKiddush, Kidei Shi HaKiddush B'mokom Sudu. So Machlokas. Some say yes, and some say no. So Mishnah Berurah explains the Lamed Beis. The Yesham came and she'ochel b'tchila ha'ik ha'vei kiddush b'makom suda. B'shuvayn t'roch lech. The Yesham, the Eim ha'nefshav b'makom suda, came and she'ochel b'tchila ha'ik ha'vei kiddush b'makom suda. B'tzorach atalash b'shabas lechol ha'kofonim ha'avada. Who can't drink the machlokas? But here's the key line for us. Gam, im tzorach lechol ma'at achar ha'kiddush, kidei she'akiddush b'makom suda. The machlokas. Some say yes, some say no. So Mishnah Berurah explains the Lamed Beis. The Yesham came and she'ochel b'tchila ha'ik ha'vei kiddush b'makom suda. B'shuvayn t'roch lech. The Yesham, the Eim ha'nefshav b'makom suda, came and she'ochel b'tchila ha'ik ha'vei kiddush b'makom suda. B'tzorach atalash b'shabas lechol ha'koponim ha'avada. Who quicks? Look at Sharati and Lamed Tes. Who quicks? Ran Adas Arif. Ran, I just read you the Ran. In my opinion, lo hoyu devarim me'olam. The Ran never said it. I said it beferish black and white, beferish mamish. I'm not so sure he said it beferish mamish. Here's my aura. How do you explain this thing? I don't think the Ran said it. Look carefully. What's the Dibra Master? What's the Dibra Master of the Ran? It's always important to know. The Ran is going over here on the narrow lines in the riff. Narrow lines in the riff. Here, just for to complete what we said before. See where the little aleph is in the Bach's aleph? Right? See that? It's a line. So let's just start this line before that. Hamar Rav Basar Hilchasik Rav Sheshes in the last sugya. The Tanya Kavasei. V'yapagav the Shani Rav Chizda Zagirsa. Losa or Rav Dechav Yitzchak rather. He's going to give the answer to Rav Chizda Shita. Losamchina Hashinuya. We don't rely on Tevitzim. As I mentioned to you earlier, what you see inside. Tana Rabbana. B'nei Chabur Hashem Mesubim V'Kiddush Olam Hayom. The Vien Kol Sufishin Yom Alav Kiddush Hayom. V'Hashen Yom Alav Berach Samas De Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yosema Ochlin V'Holchin Ad Shetekhsha. Gomru Kol Sufishin V'Roch Lav Berach Samas. I mean Ad Shetekhsha. What does it mean Ad Shetekhsha? I mean Ad Shetekhsha. Says the Ran. The same Ran. The first white line. First white line. Rabbi Yosef the Tamei the Amma Eimat Sikin. V'adin d'sharei Rabbi Yosi afilu misha tachsha. You can go straight into the night. Elo d'mishlum d'Rabbi Yudah matriach l'afsik misha kiddush hayom v'ayim akol nasei sikol chovin d'bein ha'shemash is mikri kiddush hayom k'nuch v'pekam d'brachas nokad Rabbi Yosi atcha tachsha v'adin li'acha mikain v'haynu d'koma v'kol svishin v'kuli k'lomar im gomru. If they finished right away v'im lav ochlin v'sholz natcha yigmru. They can keep on eating and drinking until they finish. And then when they finish, so then you make benching and then kiddush. Whenever they finish. Next line. Kos rishin v'varech olav birchas ha-mazim ha-sheni olav birchas kiddush hayom v'av al-pi she'ena ochav klal li'achar kiddush hayom. What does the word kiddush hayom mean? Lani is daiti. It doesn't mean mishek kidei shayom and shkir. But the word kiddush shayom in this context means what we call kiddush. That's all the Ran meant. The afa pishein ochel kalacha kiddush shayom after he makes kiddush. And I would have said, this far it's no good. Kiddush v'akom suda in that order. First kiddush then suda. Does the Ran know? Came and shagamu sham sudasa. Makom suda bikin. We saw this back in Tosfos in Afkuf. But it's only referring to the case where he kept right on eating into dark, as he described so eloquently in the previous line. But in a chinam, if he stopped eating before the sun set, and then he makes kiddush, forget it! How can that be called kiddush of Malkum Suda? That Suda was a Friday Suda. I don't think the Ran said what the Ramah attributes, what the Mishnah Berurah attributes to him. I don't think the Rif said, I don't think the Ran said, I don't think anybody, how can you say it? How in the world can a Friday suit account the Kiddush of Malkum Suda? Very good. I think the only way to defend it, only way, yeah?
I mean, it's very nice to be around, but in the context of these things, no. Meant to say only Dafka in the case of said was an also in Kiddush. You could say much more much than the Ran. The Ran says, it says Ashtab Shabbat, it really means even after Shabbat Shabbat. And the next Ran, which states that as long as you make Kiddush right after the Gemara Suda, it's called Makom Suda, it's talking about both cases. And if you stop the Shkid,
could be. I'm not saying.
No mashmos in the Ran, like you're trying to say.
I'm saying no mashmos at all. And there's no mashmos. No, it's not.
It's talking about a general case. There's no indication whatsoever that it should be like you're saying. And Pashtus is that it's not like that. It's not just Dapshav, then it must be talking about at least that case about the Dapshav. Fine, he says it also is talking about cases you go after Shkia, fine. But clearly the case that we're talking about should be talking about.
Well, he didn't count it, no. Rabbi Yol say, all me, all of Achatasha, which he did.
Right. And then you use one kosis as benching and one kosis as kiddush.
Hold on.
Pashtus is actually.
Achatasha, what does it mean, Achatasha? So what did he say there, Ron?
He's Achatasha, or even if you want.
And what does Tashah mean?
Tashah means sunset or.
Sunset or what does it mean?
Sunset, it seems to say.
Yeah? Well, let's read it again, one more time. Rabbi Yosef Tamei, the first word on. Tamei, Mafsik, and the word in the Shor, Rabbi Yosef, after the Misha Tavshah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Matzich, Lahafti, Misha Kiddush, Hayom, Vahidu Kodem, Tseis, Agol Chavim, which means Shkia.
Right.
He's, Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop when? When? As soon as Shkia. Nochmer, Rabbi Yosef, Atche Tavshah means until Tseis. Uda Leacha, Mikain.
No, Rabbi Yosef, Atche Tavshah.
No, till Tseis and beyond Tseis. No, what the Ron means? No! The Ron has said that Archer Tesh is an indication that he argues with Rabbi Yehuda. If it means till Shkia, it doesn't indicate anything.
Where's it indicate something?
Wow, no!
I mean, if it's not on Archer Tesh or beyond, they're arguing about a different din, and that's true also. He's pointing out that the Archer Tesh is locked down, that's what he's saying.
I mean, even beyond, but Archer Tesh itself goes until Tseis.
That's what he says. It's not parallel to Rabbi Yehuda.
Exactly. He's creating an Rabbi Yehuda. No, he's arguing an Rabbi Yehuda.
The whole point why he said it in the first place. It should be parallel to Rabbi Yehuda.
No.
That's what he said.
That's not what the Ron said.
That's what the Ron says.
No.
Why does he do it in the first place? He doesn't. Rabbi Yehuda said Achatasha. So he also says Achatasha.
No, Rabbi Yehuda never said Achatasha. Rabbi Yehuda said Mishakira Shayom has to stop. I mean, Shkia. And he changed the name precisely for that reason. He said Tasha, but he still says. So that, if you're right, so now David, so that, you're right, maybe that the way I said it was not right, but the way you said it is even better. The reason is Yosef at the meal, because he had the meal Ben HaShemoshes at least. Okay. He ate the Ben HaShemoshes at least. I'm saying beyond that, so you can quibble with me. Oh, if there's anyone that says like the Ramah, and I don't think the Ramah needs it that way, but if someone does say it, I think Meir says the only way out. The second Sron HaShemoshes is going to save us all the time. Because he says the Karat, Shabbos Oneh, has to be on the Shabbos, has to be a Shabbos to Gesuda. But according to the other day, in the Rashbam, it has to be Yain and a Choshev sitting. I had to have a fancy meal. In front of you, maybe it'll be good enough, maybe. But the truth is, I haven't really found a good source in the Rishon. The whole source is this Ran, and the Rosh's accusation of the Rif. I don't think anyone will. How can you say it? It's such a big Kiddush. So Rabosai, I will tell you one, two things. One, figure it out. Two, remember, what's the dinner he's mekabel until seven Shabbos? We haven't discussed it, we haven't brought that into the picture yet. We told him he wasn't mekabel. It's part of the next sugya. So we're both have a lot to do, Mishim, on Monday. She'll be 10 o'clock, so you can come a little bit later if you have to, but she really be here by 9 anyway. And she'll be over 11:30, we have to go to the airport. And Mitzvah, she on Tuesday will be back to the regular time, 10:45. Let's do the land at 8:26, so actually there's no problem. Okay. Good Shabbos, a good Kiddush. Oh, Baruch Hashem. A difficult question about Kiddush and Makom Suda if the Suda is completely Mibaod Yom. We spoke about this, not what you did on Shabbos. You did on Shabbos is different, we'll get to that later. It's the Rosh over here, a tribute to the opinion of the Rif. We were discussing it at the end of the Shiva, a whole argument with David about what the Ran meant, if you recall. Oh, big fight. I still think I'm right. That the Mashmos Ran is not that way, but the Ramah does say it anyway. The Ramah seems to be saying that if a person has a meal on Friday, late Friday afternoon, and then he makes Kiddush, that's it. Kiddush and Mapach Suda was fulfilled with that all. No, it's a Suda's Chol. So the Rosh, that's absurd. The Rosh suggests that possibility. If the Rif meant this, then he's wrong. That's the Rosh over here on Simon Zion. The Yimu Sover, the Choshev with a little lamed is. The Choshev, Kiddush and Mapach Suda, Kevin, Choysa Kriya, the Mapach Honeg, the Afagat, Lohoysa, the Kol Shabbat, that's what he thinks. Lo Mistabali, Taimei Bahai. I don't think he's right. I also wouldn't think he's right. I don't think the Ran said it either. The Mefarsh the Ran said it. We thought the Ran never said it either. So nobody said it. So the Chor is completely wrong. But the problem is the Ramah said it. The Ramah said it, the Farish. The question, what's the Ramah talking about? So the one of two possibilities in the Ramah. Either what Dov said, that the Ramah is referring to a case that I did in my house this past Shabbos. That's the Kabbalah Shabbos early. And they made Kiddush early. The Gemara is the Farish. A lot of it happened early. And then Kiddush early. When Baruch is from Zion. And I ate early. So shine. But that's not what it meant. So could have turned it around. Could have eaten early. After I was in Kabbalah Shabbos, I ate, and then, or I was eating and I was in the Kabbalah Shabbos in the middle, and then I finished eating and I made Kiddush, something of this nature. Maybe that's the case. That's Shvera, two counts. Number one, there are more than say it. Number two, once you're in the Kabbalah Shabbos, the pashas, you have no right to eat anything before you make Kiddush. Just when the sun sets, you don't think tomorrow you can't eat before Kiddush. So too, if you're on the Kabbalah Shabbos early, what does that mean? For you it's Shabbos. So if it's for you it's Shabbos, how can you eat before Kiddush now? So how can the Ramah possibly be referring to a case where he was in the Kabbalah Shabbos? But I have another kasha after the Ramah. Let's open to the Ramah. If you all discuss the Ramah, how much have in front of you? Here's the Ramah. No, come on. Everyone open the Ramah, please. Here's another one. How much have the Ramah? Resh Ayin Aleph Siv Vav. That's the problematic Ramah. The Ramah says, talk about a case of somebody who finished his Suda and then the Kiddush Hayom. Means it got dark. Shkia. So what do? So you bench, then you make Kiddush. And the Machlokes, do you say it, say or not? Bechaba says yes, Ramah says no. Reish Ayin Aleph Simbo. And then he says, Vesh Machlokas im Yitam Mikol Shabroch HaKodim Shei Kaddish. That's one Machlokas. You had to drink from this course of benching because after you haven't made Kiddush yet. You had to eat before Kiddush. Pasha should certainly be no. Once we don't understand what the first day is, that you would be allowed to drink from the benching cup. Not a Machlokas. Vesh Machlokas. Where is it? Gam im Tzorech Lech Lamaad Achar HaKiddush. Kedei Shei HaKiddush im Makom Sud. Another Machlokas. Now, wait a minute. So yeah, if you don't eat right then, you have to eat sometime later that night, don't you? What's going on the Ramah? When the Ramah says, Gan and Tzorach lefa ma'ad acha kiddush kishin kishin ma'ad kusudim. That's at the end that you don't have. The Ramah says, it's not the day you don't have. You have to eat another meal 3 hours later. But the Suda was before the sunset. And the Pashas, you weren't Mekabal Shabbos, and what kind of Suda is that? So let's say that you were Mekabal Shabbos. If you were Mekabal Shabbos, and until seven Shabbos, we understand very well why this Suda can serve as Kiddush Makom Suda, it can serve as Suda Shabbos, but Ika Chosim and Asefer. And beyond that, if you was Mekabal until seven Shabbos, then you're not eat. You got to make Kiddush right away, the Pashtas. Although, I found later one Svara that maybe you don't have to do it. Maybe if you're Mekabal Shabbos in the middle of a meal, perhaps you would not be required to stop dead in the tracks and make Kiddush. But we pass it ordinarily if you're eating a meal and the sun sets, you have to stop and make Kiddush. Or it's Mamma Makadish. What happens if you're in the middle of a meal? Now it's 7 o'clock. And you see the Kabbalah Shabbos now. After Plaga Mincha. Are you now prohibited from eating until you make Kiddush or not? I would certainly say yes. Well, of course you're prohibited from eating. Because once you're Mekabel Shabbos, so you're Mekhiv to make Kiddush right away. Give a look at the Shaar Atzion, Reish Tzadi Tes, at the end of Sifkot Hay. I discovered this amazing line. It's page Ayin Hay. Here's the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the famous love of the Rav, which we spoke about already. First, the Davin's Ma'ariv. Kala Kala Pachovas Abdullah, the also Lechel Achiyavl Alakos. That's the Mishnah Berurah, the top line on that page. Sharatzi and Hay. After him, the Mitzvila Asur. Among Abram. Prima Godus, maybe not. I like Kiddush. Kiddush, and then Kabbalah, who Shabbos. The also been Malafa, Ayom, that's law. So this guy, Hashem, that's law, look and call him close Kiddush. Hashem, give Abdullah. That die and laugh call or l'shem davar. That's okay. And look at the last line. The ayin the tshuvas binyan olam the simen zayin who will be piskei tshuva hakadosh. The gam the inyan kiddushum is tapek. And look at the piskei tshuva hakadosh. That means even if you are mekabel, even if you are mekabel Shabbos in the middle of your Friday afternoon meal, according to one side of the binyan olam, you keep on eating. So that makes it possible, according to that tzad, to interpret the Ramo, he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. Still up in the Kasha Hikah Chasam and a Sefer. But the second question we ask, if Mekabel Shabbos had no right to keep eating, would be alleviated if we would assume the one tzad in the Shuvah Dvinyan Olam, quoted by the Shuvah, quoted by the Shara Tzim. Just wanted to bring it to your attention. But Pashtus, after all, is not that way. Pashtus was not that way, he was not Mekabel Shabbos. So the question becomes, how can it be Kiddush Mekabel Suda? It's not a Suda Shabbos. So we entered at the end of Shira on Thursday. If you hold Kiddush Makom Suda is based on Karosel Shabbos Oneg, as Rashi Mevakom Kriya Shomte Oneg, impossible. It's not Oneg Shabbos. This is simply a Friday meal. But the second day on the Rashbam, as we keep referring to, the second day on the Rashbam says what? The Torah said Yayin, that's all. It has to be a Chosh of a Yayin. So if it's near a meal, it's a Chosh of a Yayin. So it could be even a Friday meal. Maybe even a Friday meal is considered a Chosh of a Yayin. This is what we suggested already on Thursday. Possibility. While I was on this topic, I happened to notice, Rav Osai, an amazing line in the Rush. Look in Simon Hay in the Rush. I saw it quoted in the Sefer, Shvive Eish. Simon Yudalev, he quoted me. He pointed out, I didn't notice it. The Rush is a line, Simon Hay. About the eighth line in Simon Hay. Seventh line. With the Karasa of the Shabbos Oneg, the line ends and the little line begins, instead of the Makom Kriyatei Oneg, which is we have, what does he say? The Makom, that's a lovely line, the line begins. The Makom Oneg, Sham Tehei Kriya. Wow. It's the reverse of what we have in our Shabbat. Rashbam is the Makom Kriya, Sham Tehei Oneg. So there are this Shvive Yesh writes that if you hold the gears of the Rosh, Talach and the Suda, not a lot of Kiddush. We always thought, that the Kiddush requires a Suda near it. According to this Gersh, the Makom Oneg Sham Tehei Kriya, you need a Kiddush to be Koveya the din of Suda. And of course, then we can say, as we mentioned already last week, that perhaps the Kiddush can be a self-existing category. Independent category of Kiddush. You need a Kiddush to make a Suda, but Kiddush wouldn't be a Brachal of Atola. That was the right I tried to bring, remember last week from the Gemara, and Kufal, Zinn and Sagir, Havatayin, Hayez, Mekadosh, and oh. But guess what, Mayor? I found your part in the slot. Mayor suggested that the whole shah was wrong. The words were, we read the words wrong. And as Kufal from the Alf, the Gemara says, Zinn and Sagir, Havatayin, Mekadosh, the Shmuel, but Nachash, Me'igro, La'arava, Hodar, Mekadosh. So I translated the word Hodar means, he did it a second time. Made Kiddush in the roof, made Kiddush again on the floor, on the ground floor. And Meir said, no. Hoda means, the best way to say it, V'achaka. V'achreza mekadosh. Tetzlach said that. Because he answered to my kasha. Tetzlach is, how is it possible to assume? And he made Kiddush in the roof, and then he made Kiddush again downstairs. Must be, V'hoda means he doesn't spell out the word V'hoda, he just assumes it's Pashim. He didn't make Kiddush on the roof. He didn't. You'll become the Tetzlach. I'm going to point that out to you. Fine. The Makom Oneg Shamte Kriya. I think that we have the gifts of the Makom Kriya Shamte Oneg. The big difference. Pashim is the Makom Kriya Shamte Oneg is the Kiddush in the Kriya. The Makom Oneg Shamte Kriya is the Din in the Suda. And that's how that's Shvive Eish assumes. It's Simon Yudal. That's what he assumes. Oh. If this is the case, an interesting thing. I always had this question that's bothered me. If this second day in the Rashbam is true, a Kiddush of Makom Suda doesn't have to be a Suda Shabbos at all. Any Suda, even a Friday Suda, it's not mere for the Rambam. The Rambam is a famous Rambam. The Rambam denies the Seder Shabbos. It doesn't exist. So he denies it doesn't exist. So how do you make Kiddush early? So We'll get to it, Mr. Shimon, on the Ma'amar Kaimus, the next unit there, that Ramos don't have to make Kiddush on Shabbos, believe it or not. Samach l'chnisos. You can make Kiddush before Shabbos. Talk about Shabbos. We can't imagine that. It's such a foreign concept to us. It's because we are on Shabbos. I said, no. You make Kiddush before Shabbos.
You said you're not allowed to make
it
on Shabbos?
I didn't say that. I said, we assume it has to be done on Shabbos. Ramos says it has to be on Shabbos. It's before Shabbos. Samach l'chnisos. So it always bothered me. So how do you have Kiddush of Akasuda coming to the Ramah? How do you do it? It always bothered me. So, you know, we discussed already last week, week before, you have to have Kiddush Bizman Suda. Remember that Ramah? You have to have Kiddush in the Suda, right? You can't have Kiddush now in the Suda, the same place. I'll make Kiddush, I'll sit and learn for 6 hours, and then I'll have a Suda. Can you imagine what a Gavala could say to that? It's 6 hours straight out moving. And it's time for the Suda, let's go wash. Would you say it's good or no good? So the Ramah said it's no good. I said Shema Kutsuda didn't move. You need Kiddush Mitzmatsu. So according to the Ramah, I make Kiddush, Plag HaMincha, and I can't have the student until Shkia, so it's an hour gap. Question Ramah doesn't mean in Plag HaMincha, but there's some gap. The way I'm suggesting now, I always assumed the Shana Ramah was, you make Kiddush, and you have the meal, and the meal goes straight into the Shabbos, so it's considered still the Zman Sud, even though at the beginning of the Shabbos, like a meal, because it wasn't Shabbos yet. Now I'm suggesting no. Who said they need a Sud of Shabbos? They called the Ramah, they're going to do an amazing thing. You make Kiddush, you have Mishachala, you bench, without it say, it's not Shabbos yet, and you don't take Kiddush of Mokul Sud. You don't say Shabbos like a meal. You'll have to have a meal again, after it gets dark. So I never thought that was a possibility. I thought that was absurd. But now with this Ramah, Ramah seems to be saying it. And we entered it based upon the second Peirush in the Rashbam. It's a Chiddush Gadol Ma'od. But Afa Pi Ken. It's a Chiddush Gadol Ma'od. Yeah, but I have a tie against the Shara Tzion. It's a Kotel Lamates. If you don't mind. I don't understand what he's saying. Take a look. I'm the Reish now. So the Ramah said, Gamim is another machlokas, something which we just read before. Im tzarech lecho ma'ad achar akidish kishri akidish imakam suda ona. What's the case over here with Pashtus? He finished eating completely before the sunset. Right? That's what it sounds like. As the Mishnah Berurah, the Yeshom in the cave which ochal betchila abhi kidish imakam suda, v'shuv ein tzarech lecho. Who does he quote? Rat! That's the Rabbi thought about last Thursday. Whether he said it or not. I still say that he never said it. The Shavet Torah Chalal. But yes, Shavim, the Eno Nech Shav L'Mokom Suda, Kev and Shavim Shishol Chol, B'Tzorach Ato B'Shabbos Lefa Akol Ponamah. That's what I thought. Who does he quote that man? That's the Rush, right? The Rush and the Ferris. The Rips are different, I disagree with him. But in quoting the Rat, look what he also quotes. Look what he makes. Shutzpim. Look at the Rana and I saw the Shutzpim, the Shara Tzion Lamates. Rana Rif, the Ayin Be'agro, Shekhen Kosu, a toast of Kufa Manalam, the Ramasa Rabbi Yossi. No! Not true! They never said it. What's the case of that we're talking about over there in the case of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is not referring to it, the way I read it, he's not referring to a case where the entire meal was by day. On the contrary, what Rabbi Yossi said? You keep right on eating. Rabbi Yossi said, you keep right on eating. Let's say the sun sets at 6 o'clock. And I start eating at 5:30. So at 6 o'clock comes, the quarter you have to stop. Right? What Rabbi Yossi, keep right on eating. You eat 7 o'clock, you bench. So then you make Kiddush at 7 o'clock. Then don't set enough poof that it's good enough to have the Kiddush after the Suda. Because the Suda was a Shabbos like a Suda for an hour. But in the case of the Ramah, where you start eating at 6 o'clock, who said a toast to the Gemara that counts for Kiddush Makom Suda? I think this Gemara, the way the Shara Tzion quotes, is a plea. That's not what toast is said at all. Okay, that's Taina number one I have. I don't understand. Huh? You want to look at the Gemara? Okay, I have a Gemara too. Great Shining Alice as well. Oh, I do. Are we going to Lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says like this, Gamin, Im Nechshav Masha Ochal HaMokom Suda, Keim HaShar Yishol Chol.
Hold on. For I am shall post the mountain and renew. Rabbi Yossi Epsha the son of Hirab, the aim serve the love of Suda.
What does that mean? If that's what the Sharatian is quoted, I don't think the Gua, what the Gua said?
The Gua made a reference to a Tosafot and Ridu. The Rabbi Yossi doesn't know like Rabbi.
What does that mean? It's a different Tosafot. The Tosafot and Left Kuf Beis of the Beis.
Where's the Gua for Tosafot and Left Kuf now?
What's he saying? What's he saying?
Where's, there is no Gua. The Sharatik was the Gua, the Chor, what I'm saying?
What Gua?
Anybody see a Gua? You don't have a Gua in front of you. The Chor, the Gua doesn't exist? Oh. Later on, Rabbi Osai, when the Mechaber said a Mevorech HaMotzi, V'och HaMa'at V'chakaf Mevorech Perchas HaMotzi, Svar Rishona should receive dalits in the Gra. I am Tosus Kufam out there, Master Rabbi Yossi. What does it do with this? So I don't think the Sharatin is correct. Go on, I'm going to say it. I don't
know. Yeah. He says,
yeah.
It doesn't seem like, he's not saying like the most important thing that he needs after
Shkio. He didn't say it, I'm saying it. I know he didn't say it. Nah, but the Gra didn't say it either. Sharatzin quote a non-existent Gra l'chor. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know. But I have another time. There are more than another word over here. A machlokes is permitted to drink from the coast of Benching before Kiddush. How in the world can you be mad to this? How can you be mad to drink in the coast of Benching before Kiddush? We know about once they get the dog in Adi before Kiddush. What's going on over here? How is it possible? How can there possibly be 2 days? So the Gra again has an unbelievable shot. The Gra says like this, I read you the Gra. The Eish Machlokas. There are most of the Eish Machlokas and Yitam the Koshal Grip as the mother called of Kiddush. Can I read you this Gra? It's only a few words. You tell me Pshat in the Gra. You tell me. I'm asking for a good reason. Yesh Machlokas says the Gra. Im nachshov oso hakos lishuda umutter. That's the whole story. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. Im nachshov oso hakos lishuda umutter. How do you interpret this, Machlokas? Yes?
Easy. See, we can always wind on the four kids.
Okay. Okay, very good. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says Pshat in the Gra. Says Kot Mamanal. Take a look. What's the Machlokes? Everyone look at this and everybody has in front of you. Lamanal from the Mishnah Berurah. Im Yitos, Machlokes be drinking from the coast of Benching. The East is the Oleo, the Mavarach, Barbara, Gotham, the Tom, Tent, and the Mobile, called Kosher, Berger, and Mazel. Below Kosher, Tom, Donim, Kiddish. Should that cause Shayach Lesuda Shahoya Kodem Chovas Kiddush? That's your word. Then the Sharatin goes to the Gra. Sifkotin Lamed Vav. Sifkotin Lamed Vav. Sifkotin Lamed Vav. But the problem is, what do you mean it's part of the Suda? You're not allowed to keep going with the Suda. It's not near the part of the Suda. Who cares? No, but you understand, we pass in halacha l'maaseh, not like a Yosef. We pass in if a person is eating bread and suddenly gets dark. You can't just keep on eating bread and say, well, this is part of the suit. You have to stop. So how you eat this, drink this cup of water benching on the ground, Yeshua. That's part of the suit. So what? You got to stop the suit.
So the point is, let's see, this is talking where your meal is basically finished.
Yeah, no. And the man that brought himself wants this out. That same brought that we read before him. Alpha Gabler of Yossi Shabbat. Al Karkov Toyin. So Zilly Sigi be Toyin. No! Should the other time made in Shabbat Hapsig? To the corner of Yossi, the Shittos, to keep eating bread so you can have, certainly have the wine. So you can drink the wine too. It's part of the Kiddush. But we pass it against Rabbi Yossi. You can't keep eating bread. So how can wine be better than bread? How can wine after benching be better than bread? Yeah, that same one we keep referring to 100 times. For the first piece, the three shirim here. The first piece in Kiddush Abdullah, on page Kuf Yud Zayin, he said, I was mechavet to it on my own. I guess I probably read it before. But I was re-mechavet to it. It's as follows. Shabbos comes in, everything from now on in is labeled as a Shabbos in the Suda. Rabbi Yosso is labeled as a weekday Suda, the Rav Sepsha. And therefore, he brought on God. What's the part of Kiddush? Kiddush went to the Rav Alayayan to be called Veya, the Suda Shabbos. Separate the weekday meals from the Shabbos in the meals. So Rabbi Yosso, it's one long continuum. You started on a Friday, considered a Friday evening, they're going into Shabbos. You don't have to stop. We pass it on up differently. As soon as the sun sets, we pass in at the minute that Shabbos comes in, everything from now on in is labeled as a Shabbos in the Suda. Rabbi Yosso is labeled as a weekday Suda, the Rav Sepsha. And therefore, he brought on God. What's the part of Kiddush? Kiddush went to the Rav Alayayim to be called Veya, the Suda Shabbos. Separate the weekday meals from the Shabbos in the meals. So Rabbi Yosso, it's one long continuum. You started on a Friday, considered a Friday evening, they're going into Shabbos. You don't have to stop. We pass it on up differently. As soon as the sun sets, you know, you keep munching on the bread more and more and more and more. As soon as Shabbos comes in, it's considered labeled as a Shabbos Dig the Suda. And you have to make Kiddush before that. Says the Rav, no, beautiful Pshat. That's only true, but the bread. I'm eating bread and more bread and more bread and more bread. As soon as the sun sets, it's labeled as part of the Shabbos Dig the Suda. But if I'm having something related to benching, benching by definition relates to the previous Suda. By very definition, it's Birchas HaMazon on the previous Suda. So the Kos Shel Yayin of Birchas HaMazon is labeled as a Friday Te'ima. Yeah? We'll talk about that. So this is a very beautiful shot, and I said to the Rav's over here. And therefore, on a machshivim also the kosher suda skol, venetzorachli kaveya b'tor suda shabbat. The Ether Achila of Chal Rakal Advarm should speak in the Tova of Chalos Shem Suda Sayom. So, that's how he prays it. Page Kuf Yud Zayin, so it's very bad. As Machabe did this on my own, again, on my own, I saw it, the whole Masra Torah, but still. Okay. Speaking of the Rav's mind, we have a lot more to discuss with the Rav's mind. Beautiful, beautiful. Not much beautiful things here. Let's turn to the next Sugi. We haven't learned any Gemara today. We only have another hour to go. That's it. I have to leave. Can't keep you too late today. Kuv Beis, Amud Beis.
So why do you think you like shot the way I read it to be
good.
So you said
it
was good
shot. Oh, I'm not sure, maybe I didn't understand you correctly. Right, says the Gemara as follows.
Do you like it or not?
I'm not sure what you said. Says the Gemara like this. Amai, when I'm reading the Tarvaya of Achad HaKasa. Why you say both things in the same exact course? What both things? Kiddush and benching, right? The guy finished his meal, he has to do two things now. He has to make Kiddush and he has to bench. Om Rav Huna Rav Sheish, Ein Omen Shtei Kiddushes Al Kol Sechel. My timer, Om Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Vishen Osen Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. Wow. Says Rashi to Mashbam, the Mirzei Aleikem Masui. Looks like it's a bird that's trying to get rid of all his burdens in one shot. That's not allowed. So you can't make Kiddush and benching on the same exact toast.
The Yavjo.
Is a very famous brisa. It comes up here and in Kufay, twice. Ha'nichnas lebeis of the Motzei Shabbos. Mevorech al ha'yayin v'al ha'mor v'al ha'psobim v'chakam omer ha'vdol al ha'kos. Fine. What do you do at the very end? If you only have one coast, you use that coast for two things. What are the two things? For benching and for Havdalah. You see, you can do two things on one coast. Answer the Gemara, a very simple answer. Ain lo shayin. You only have one cup. It's a different story. But the Yemen, you only have one cup. You have no choice. Whoa! You have no alternative. No choice. So then it's permissible. I will have Yotzim Shechalios Achar HaShabbos. The Islay has plenty of wine around. Remember Rav Yakna, Yayin Kiddushnei Abdol on one coast. Army Midlom Azman Mechadosh Mishol Pesach Haskinan Tuchol Maida Havalei Ochalei V'lesley. You don't have any extra wine around. You finish all your wine in the Shmishol Pesach. I will Yotzim Achavishim The Islay Rabbi Rabbi Yakna Yakzina Rabbi Rabbi Yakna Had Are we Paskin? You see, even they have plenty of wine around still, you make it both Kiddush Havdol on the same coast. Answer the Gemara, famous Teretz. El Havdola v'Kiddush Chodam Milsi. V'Yuchas HaMazon v'Kiddush Trei Milin. Yes, you can't do two separate Kiddush on one coast. But Havdola and Kiddush is considered one unit. It's all the same. But the Rambam is very good. Rambam holds that Kiddush and Havdola are both part of the same Mitzvah to say the rice of Zachrei Olayah, of Zachrei, of Zachrei Shem HaShavah Stakatsha. So now, this is the famous Gemara. Since the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Raivu, which you can see in the Ram quotes the Machlokas, the Kitzer, I believe. I think he quotes, I'm not sure. Look at the Ram on this figure, I believe he may quote this Machlokas. Maybe not. You can't find out, I'll read it from the Rambam himself. Is it quote? I don't see it. Well, I made a mistake. Yeah, I'll read it for the Rambam himself. Okay, sorry, I thought the Rambam quoted it. The Rambam says like this, in Perek Chavtes and Hilchas Shabbos, Halacha Yud Beis. He quotes the Indian of Chavilas Chavilas. He makes the following distinction, which is very interesting. The Rambam disagrees with it. The Rambam says, Hoya Ochel B'Shabbos The Yotza HaShabbat, who betof Sudaso, Gomem Sudaso, Vinotel Yodav and Mavorach Birchas HaMazin, Ala Kos, Vachakach Mavdalol. You make Abdullah and Benjamin the same Kos. Says the Ravid. Kos of a Ravid, Vahu She'en Ola Kos, also a Kos. Ramah left at the main point. You have to have only one cup, otherwise you have no right to do this thing. But Ramah didn't say that way. So obviously the Ramah holds against everybody else. If everybody else says, so what? Kiddush and Avdol is one unit, that's true. But benching is klar in the Gemara. That benching and what? Come on, help me out. Benching and Kiddush are two units. So benching and Kiddush are two units, it stands to reason that benching and Avdol are also two units. And the opposite says no, say no. Some are benching and Kiddush, it's no-no on one coast. Benching and Avdol is okay. Why should that be? Because the Magad Mishnah is a very interesting piece of svara, pure svara. He says, the Birchas HaMazim Avdolah HaKol Hu Al Masha Ovar Shechir V'Avdolah Eino Mishul Azman Ahu V'Osin Shul Kol Elo Mishul Azman She'Ovar Shoyer Shabbos. Very interesting Svara. I'll call it an Achronish Svara. Now what? That benching and Avdolah are both past tense, so therefore you got them both in the same coast. Kiddush and benching you can't, because Kiddush is future tense and benching is past tense. So write the Magad Mishnah. Right, it's a big Kiddush. I wouldn't have said such a thing, but that's what the Magad Mishnah says. Kiddush and benching cannot be on the same coast, as the Gemara says. The Ramesses have no problem with Avdol and benching. Because Avdol and benching are both past. Avdol is for Shabbos, which is past, and benching is for the meal, which is past. That's why it's okay. They can coexist for Indian effort. Whereas Kiddush and benching cannot coexist. That's how the Magad Mishnah answers. Your interesting answer. It's for a different reason, because they're both part of Zohar, Sefer Shabbat, and Sakatcha, especially going to the Rambam.
One
is
together.
It's for what?
Well, you have one of the other. Either the Kiddush or the Avdol.
Very good, very good. But the answer is that Yotzev is also part of Shabbat. Shabbat says, Kulon HaShabbat HaShem. That's how the Rambam said that Kiddush and Yotzev is the right against the Magad Mishnah later on. We'll get to that later. So therefore, that's what I thought. He's saying the same thing. Now, the Or Sameach discusses this as well. This Rambam, let's bother the Rambam. How can Rambam go against the Gemara? The Gemara says they only Kiddush and Avdol is one minion. And Rambam says that benching and Avdol can also coexist. How can that be? You have some math, it's like this. Yeah. Like the Magad Mishnah says, the Zeb Birchas Hamazon the Suda Shabbos, Shehitzkel Lechol the Shabbos, Ubas Yikar Suda Zinon, and therefore it's okay. That's what Rambam says. Avol Abraisa, the Ma'iri Hecha the Maskel Lechol Acha Shekvar Giasman Abdul. The Ravid or Sameach says that the Brice of the Gemara is not referring to the Rambam's case. The Brice refers to a case where he began eating after Shkia on Motzei Shabbos. If Ken Avdoli al Zman Shabbos Ha'Ovar, Ubirchas Hamazon al Suda Sheochal Mishach Hashecha, Kishavagor Yotza Shabbos. If Ken Hema Shnei Dvorim, Ubazeh Ein Mitzos Mitzchavilas Chavilas, Lachain Pirish Ha'Brice and Nisha Shinuya the Gemara, the Dafka Ein Lo Shari. Last of Shneim, I'll call Sechem, there's enough. The problem with the Rambam and the Magad Mishnah is the Gemara said Ein Lo. Why did the Gemara say Ein Lo? According to the Rambam, if Yesh Lo. So the Or Sameach says no. Or Sameach says that the Brice referring to a case where he ate the meal after dark. It's considered a weekday meal. So therefore, only if Ein Lo, because you can't have the same coast for Abdul, which relates to Shabbos, and the coast which related to Motzei Shabbos Suda. But the Rambam changed the case. He talked about a case where the Suda took place on Shabbos, that both refer to Shabbos, the Havdalah and the Birchas HaMazon to a Shabbos to Gamil, then it's considered Inyan Ephodah. That's the Harifas of the Or Sameach, and for the Rambam, not against the Gemara. Okay, that's the Or Sameach. Cha. The Kevis HaMishnah, sorry. also talks about this Rambam. How can Rambam say it's permissible to make Abdullah and Benjamin the same colors when the Gemara is prepared Ainlo and the Rambam calls the Gemara Ainlo Shiny? Rambam ignored the Gemara of Ainlo Shiny completely. Rosameach said he ignored this a different case. The Gemara's case where he ate Motzi Shabbos and the Rambam's case where he ate on Shabbos. The Mekeret, the Mishnah is a different word. The Mekeret, the Mishnah is as follows. May chorus of a diet of the coal stay caduceus, apagata for the milsahu, and the side not called seven. Hilka Kukshalomi Kiddush Rabdal. Well, the fee mathematically have the love of Kiddush called a milsahi, the side not called seven. Yesh Lomar, the art purpose of Mother Vadalasher. Get a push of the words in the Ramah. That's what the ultimate push was saying. The Gemara said, ain't no shiny with, look inside the Gemara. Look inside. Where the Gemara say ain't no shiny? Ain't no shiny is over here in the middle of the page. Kiddush not another, but where in the sugya? Ain't no shiny is in the middle of the daf. Frek the Gemara, yad rachar Shabbos, answer the Gemara, birchas hamazon, ala havdalah v'kiddush kara milsihi, birchas hamazon v'kiddush is trei milin inu. Yeah, but birchas hamazon and havdalah is kara milsah. I'm at kara milsah, so why the Gemara say before ain't no shiny? Or the Gemara reported, no, but kara milsah. So we say the Magen Mishnah is pshat without anything, any fancy footwork like the Osameach says. He ate by day, ate by night, forget about it. Even if he ate by day, the Gemara thought originally only ain't lo shiny, because the Gemara didn't know about Chodah Milsa by Kiddush and Abdullah. Once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Kiddush and Abdullah is Chodah Milsa, we'll say Mr. Svarah, like the Magen Mishnah, that Abdullah benching is also Chodah Milsa. And don't have some ain't lo shiny, before the Gemara knew this sort of Chodah Milsa. That's the Pashup Pshat. That's the Pashup Pshat. And to the Mekhaz, which is another fancy pshat. Maybe you don't pass like the Breisler. Because the Breisler works at Birchas Hamazon Tuna Coast. We'll get to an Al-Kuf Hamad Bey, and one says you learn eight things in this Breisler. One of them is at Birchas Hamazon Tuna Coast. We don't pass the Birchas Hamazon Tuna Coast. So it comes out to the Mekhaz submission the following suggestion. Aval Ochel Mivod Yom, Kevin the Havdalah Tzorech Shtia Shari. The reason why I like to have Havdalah and benching on the same coast is very pushing. If you're not going to make Havdalah on this coast, you won't be able to drink from the coast of benching. So because you can't drink before Havdalah. That's exactly why it's permissible to make Havdalah and benching on the same coast. One is the Torah of the other. Masha ain't can't be Kiddush. Dim yeh shos mivod yom tzut levarach berachas amaz mivod lishtos. Also the status shtek us tzut shtok coast echad. Vi ain't shos, there's no time. Az tzarech lekadesh techila, kodesh yivarech birchas hamazon. Dak du meyom eshabdu mekadminon. So on the contrary, you're supposed to make kiddush first before benching. I make Abdullah before benching, it's not a good thing, Abdullah before benching, because you're supposed to postpone yitzias haShabbat if you can. So you get also a little bit of a fancy footwork. I call upon him, the Rambam is not shver. It's not shver in the Gemara, but you say pasha, the Gemara backed out. Once the Gemara says kiddush and Abdullah is one thing, that birchas hamazon and Havdalah is also one thing, they're both past related, whereas Kiddush and benching is considered two different things. Fine. And then there are some mechas, his vart, and Keres Mishas, his vart. Well, the Rav has his vart. In the same shtickle in Torah, the Rav has the following itself. Very beautiful, interesting things. Page Kuf Yud Tes. Do you want to look it up? Oh. In the Rav Sefer. First, this is second line. He said the following is so very interesting and beautiful. You saw this is really very beautiful. So like this, the Rambam's lashon in Perek Chavches Halacha Yud Beis is she'ain osin shtei mitzvos. One second. Halacha Yud Gimel. Le'evorach v'yikadosh al kol sechot she'en osin shtei mitzvahs v'kol sechot. She'en mitzvahs kiddush Mitzvahs Birchas Hamazon, Shnei Mitzvahs Shal Torah, and the problem of Chavilus Chavilus. So the Rav said, you think about it for a minute, this is not exactly the same as the other cases where the Gemara has also Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. You find it in a few other places. You shouldn't do two mitzvahs in one shot. One of the number of examples. Ein mashkin shtei sotos ki achat. Two mitzvahs should be mitzvahs ki achat. Two egla rufas ki achat. You shouldn't do two mitzvahs in one. It's gemon sotos daf chesam and alf. Should be rotseya two evad to avodah matam. You should have two shever brachas at one time. It's all questions which the post can talk about. Or the gemon sotos after brachas. Ein chosin mishtayim. You shouldn't have one bracha with two chesimis. Why? It's not that you're trying to do two. It's like one chefza. But over here, I've also, think about it for a minute. First I'd make Kiddush on the coast, and then I'd bench on the coast. Why is it a problem of Chavilus, Chavilus? I'm doing one after the other. So it's not really a chefza shel mitzvah. So the Rav answered, no, you see from your big yisod. At the coast shel Kiddush is a chefza shel mitzvah. You shouldn't just say that the mitzvah is making Kiddush. And the coast, you have to make Kiddush on the coast, and then the coast is there. More than that, the Rav said. The coast of Kiddush is a chefta shel mitzvah. Why? Because it's koveya the Suda Shabbos through what? Through the bracha and the shtir. Both the bracha and the drink of the wine are koveya the Suda Shabbos. And you know what? The Rav is mechadash another Kiddush. And the same thing applies to benching. Benching is needed to make the meal into a Shabbos like a meal. That's why if you forget Yalav, if you forget Ritzei, or if you forget Yalav Yavah on Yontif, you have to bench all over again. Why? Why should that be? So the Rav Adi Yisoh, the reason why you have to bench all over again, that's just not to say Yalav Yavah. Rosh Chodesh also didn't say Yalav Yavah. So what's not? Rosh Chodesh, he didn't have to eat. So what? So he didn't have to eat. Who cares? Rav said as follows. The word of Yalav Yavah on Ritzei is to make the meal retrospectively into a Shabbos meal, a Yontif meal, a Rosh Chodesh meal. So a Shabbos meal, Yontif meal, you must have a Shabbos meal, you must have a Yontif meal. You could have there and say, it's going to blind, but not Shabbos, thinking not Yontif, thinking meal. You want Yontif, it's Sudas, Shabbos, Sudas, Yontif. So you must bench over again to put in the Ritzei of Yalav Yavah. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say Yalav Yavah, so you didn't eat. So you didn't eat. So what if you didn't eat? Big deal. Big deal. And the Rav would have gavaldi garaya. So this is the case. You see again, the cost of benching is koveya the Suda, which would precede it, to a Suda Shabbos. So once again, you see that the coast is a chefta shel mitzvah. It's not just you may make a brach, you have to have a coast. The Rebbe wrote a great raya from the Gemara, and later in Amar Pesach, which we learned, we didn't pick up this raya. Turn to Kuf Yud Zayin, please. Amid Beis. This brings back old memories. The very last two lines. Kuf Yud Zayin, Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Mamin Abirchas Hamazon Tuna Kos, because the three koses is what? It's Kiddush, it's Haggadah, it's benching, it's Halal. What's not? Omle Arba Kasi Tikkun Rabbanon Derech Eretz. Kol Chad V'Chad Na'amin Emitzvah. That's the Gemara. In fact, the Rav, wait a second. We understand Kiddush and the Shaykhah's Arba Koses. Kiddush is CBC in the Shaykh. Haggadah Avadah, Halal Avadah, benching? Benching has nothing to do with intrinsically with the Arba Kosis. So what do you mean? A guy will have a, I don't know what, he'll have a pigeon at Ben that night. So he'll, I don't know, what does it do with anything? A knife, yeah. Well, I mean, as you find it, we do have a Kosis pigeon at Ben, as a matter of fact. But you find it different, I don't know what else can you have as far as the Kosis. So what's going to happen on Pesach night, some other extraneous ceremony. Sheva brachas, Sheva brachas. So we got the kol Sheva brachas, and since you have the kol Sheva brachas, so then we can make the kol Sheva brachas. What shayches? The Rav is assuming there has to be a connection between the particular thing which requires the sesets the kol and the mitzvah of the El Pesach. So the Rav says, you see from here, you're so gadol at the benching that you bench say tonight, not some benching. Oh no, the kol. They use the bench on the Seder night is Koveya the Suda the Suda Snel Pesach. And therefore it makes sense to incorporate that coast into the scheme of Arba Kosis. If it was completely extraneous, it wouldn't make sense, that the Rav said. If that's the case, go back to the Rambam. By Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, it's Chavilus, Chavilus. You know why? Because they're both Koveya the Suda. So using exactly the same cost, exactly the same cost, to be Koveya Suda for Kiddush later and benching earlier, that's already schizophrenia. Can't do it. You're making two mitzvahs, one chepta. When it comes to Havdalah, no. All Havdalah does is what we call it, it's mafsik. It separates between the Shabbos Dikah meals and the weekday meals. You have Koveya Suda on Havdalah. This is not the name of Havdalah, but Makom Suda. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with having Havdalah and benching. Because you're not being Koveya two different Sudas the same coast. No, you're Koveya only the Suda which came before, which benching goes on. But it has nothing to do with Havdalah. Havdalah is just in the kosher bracha. There's no din of, one second. There's no din of Kviya Suda. This space is the rough of the following major Yisod. I'm sorry though. Oh, very good. Baruch Shekivanta. The Rav, we'll get to it later on Apkub Zayin. The Rav has already quoted. The name of Chamar Medina. What does the Chamar Medina mean? Literally the wine of that country. Could be beer, could be... We're going to discuss Barichis. The video makes Kiddush on schnapps and on beer. We're going to discuss every prat next week, Mr. Shem. I won't leave without discussing that. Some of the Yasha, the Minig Olam, somehow, in some sort of hoops, they somehow find a way to justify all the Halig Azadis that make Kiddush on a bunch of whiskey. Unbelievable.
Still do it.
Okay, Halig Azadis still do it. Okay, the, what? You mean someone who's not a Zeta is doing it still?
Yeah.
No. Anyway.
Those are the men of the Zeta, they are from.
Okay. So the Rambam is very amazing when it comes to Chamar Medina. The Rambam says that Chamar Medina works for Abdullah. Yes? For Abdullah. That's the Gemara of the Ferish. It works for Abdullah. It works for Birchas Eirusin. You know the first bracha we have on the Rosh Chuppah? Birchas Eirusin. You know what that means now? Yeah? You don't know by now. You know.
I hope so.
Yeah? But it does not work for three things. It does not work for Kiddush. It does not work for benching. And it does not work for Shevet Brachos. Birchas Nisuin. By the Sudan. Why? So the Rosh Chuppah is just a beautiful, beautiful yourself. Whenever the entire halacha is, they don't get the shinin of Shira Layayin, just to have a kosher bracha. So for that, the B'diyamit, the Chamar Medina is good enough. Chamar Medina is good enough. That's Havdalah. That's Erisin. Kosher bracha. But the other three is more than Erisin. More than Havdalah. Other three is getting a Kviya Suda. Kiddush, we just demonstrated Kviya Suda Layayin. Birchas HaMoz, we just said before, Kviya Suda Layayin. And Shevet Brachos, Birchas Nisuin, we know for sure that the Rambam is clear, it's part of the benching, the Rambam with the Arichos, there used to be a Shevet Brachos story, we had Arichos last summer, in June, you were able to June tomorrow, Ezra. The Pekka Torah, all you guys getting married. But, you have good notes? Huh? You can still borrow. So that's the difference. Rambam, that's a major, so beautiful. You can look it up in the Rambam Sefer. Page Kuf Yud Ches, Kuf Yud Tes, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Yeah, that's those pages, yes.
Today,
we're skipping to Kuf Hei now, right now. We're going to use a long skip.
Today,
no. Okay, but if you are Makbid, then you are. Okay. Rabosai Kuf Hei, we're skipping two blocks. Can't help it. Yeah. Right, cool. Good. We'll get to that. Says him as follows. There was people eating. Rav Hananya, Bar Shlamya, Betalmide, the Rav Aviyasi, Bisudos, and the Kola, Rav Hamnun, and Saba. Amalai Zil, Chazi, Yimakdish, Yoma. nivstik v'nikve l'shabata. What does that mean? Rashi says, Havyasi b'sadosa b'erev Shabbos harifushem bo'ar shechashecha v'nafsik v'kiwas ha-shulchan v'nikve l'sudasenu l'shabata l'shem Shabbos. Amal lo tzrichitu, don't have to. Shabta kova nafsha. Rashi, lo tzrichitu l'hafsik v'kiwas shulchan k'de l'avdol ben tzudas chol l'sudas Shabbos. Shabbos y'kavosa b'atma. He chashuv v'sudas Shabbos v'nivdelas v'sudas chol v'dailachem v'prisas mapa v'kiddush. Yomarav k'shem shal Shabbos kovas l'maiser kach Shabbos kovas l'kiddush. Rashi, k'shem shal kovas l'maiser afilu achilas aroi the Shabbos chashuv v'kavar l'asik v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' Yikarish, Alma Mishachashechi, Chashuva, Tzuv Shabbos, Mei Eleho. Rashi's Pshat and Rashbam is basically exactly the same as Rashi. I have a Gevaldik Akash. What do you mean? Lo Tzuchisu, Lahafti, Bakira Shulchan. The Gemara says back in Akufim and Beis, Poritz Mapa Mekadesh. You have to be Poritz Mapa. Poritz Mapa, Tosel and Akufim and Aleph is the equivalent of Akira Shulchan. So how come Rama Rashi says, well, no, Lo Tzuchisu, you don't have to do anything. What do you mean it happens by itself? The Rashi says, Steer Menei Obey. Shabbos Yikavasa Me Atmi Chashuv Vesnuda Shabbos Vesnudas Vesnudas Chol V'dailachem Bekrisas Mapa V'kiddush. Why did he increase his mappa? Oh, so the answer just proves what I told you 2 weeks ago. That Rashi learns, I think it was the first and second year we went to this instance of Sofma. The Rashi learns that the whole idea of increase his mappa when your meal goes from Friday into Shabbat. I don't know. If Tosis consists of doing, they say back on the cook, Shver. If you have an answer, let me know tomorrow. I don't know the answer to that question. No, the Pashtus, that's how we paskin. So we go to Halacha, Pashtus. I had all you saw before, that the Rashbam and Rashi Lashitosim,